Ukraine's most senior security official, Oleksiy Danilov, warns that an assault to retake territory from Russian President Vladimir Putin's occupying forces could, in his words, begin tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, or in a week. Kiev refuses to be more specific, but his statement suggests that the long-awaited counteroffensive is imminent. It comes amid growing frustration about ongoing Russian drone and missile strikes on civilian targets in Ukraine. The latest Russian attacks carried out on Ukrainian soil included a medical clinic in the eastern Ukrainian city of Dnipro. Firefighters battled the blaze after the strike, in which several people died and dozens, including children, were injured. However, global worries exist that the war is spreading beyond Ukraine's borders. The United States expressed concern about the growing evidence that U.S. military equipment provided to Ukraine is used to carry out attacks inside Russian territory, amid fears it could lead to a nuclear confrontation. Moscow claimed it had killed 70 members of pro-Ukrainian militia this week, which used U.S. armored vehicles to enter Russia from neighboring Ukraine. American Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says his office is looking into social media imagery of vehicles and military hardware in a cross-border incursion on Monday by militia in the Russian region of Belgorod.
I saw the same videos, whether that's U.S.-supplied equipment or not, what was the nature of the attack, who did what to whom. I can't say that with definitiveness right this minute, but I can say that we have asked the Ukrainians not to use U.S.-supplied equipment for direct attacks into Russia. Why is that? Because we don't want this is a Ukrainian war. It is not a war between the United States and Russia. It's not a war between NATO and Russia. This is a war between Ukraine and Russia, and we are supporting and supplying and help training and advising and assisting Ukraine. But it is not a direct conflict between the United States and Russia.
On Saturday, a construction worker was among the latest victims killed inside Russia near the Russian village of Plekovo, a few kilometers from the border with Ukraine. The governor of the Kursk region, Roman Sterovoid, said the worker died after shelling from the Ukrainian side, but there was no immediate confirmation. Russia's claims came as Berlin announced that Ukraine asked Germany to supply it with Taurus cruise missiles, an air-launched weapon with a range of 500 kilometers or 310 miles. If it supplied the missiles, Germany would follow Britain, which earlier in May became the first country to provide Kiev with long-range cruise missiles. The United States has so far declined to supply Ukraine with its Army tactical missile system, citing concerns that Ukraine could use them to strike inside Russia's recognized borders. Hungary, a member of the NATO military alliance, has declined to provide any weapons to neighboring Ukraine, with the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán urging a ceasefire.
All of our heart is with the Ukrainians. We understand how much they suffer, but I'm speaking here as a politician who should save lives. So the most important thing for the international political community is to save lives, especially when you are convinced, as I do, that there is no chance to win this war. So therefore, what we should do far more energy invest into to convince everybody that the only solution is ceasefire. And then after the ceasefire, peace talks should start.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year triggered one of the deadliest European conflicts since World War II. It is also seen as the biggest confrontation between Moscow and the West since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis, which brought the world close to a nuclear war. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.